We would like to talk to you about a very particular kind of empowerment. And it is an empowerment you may not have experienced before because you have not needed to. And this kind of empowerment comes when the world around you is troubled, but you need in your own life a space to be unaffected by it. One of the things we have spoken about before is the danger of making equations with the universe, which the universe does not has not okayed, shall we say. And so if your life is saying, I will feel okay when all of this is over, then you are making an equation that does not balance, because ironically, it is not up to the world to make you okay. It is completely up to you to make you okay. Now, certainly we are going to say to you that that is easier to do when there is not so much tragedy around you, because then it is very difficult to clear the space in which you are okay. And that we are completely sympathetic with that. But what we want to talk to you about tonight is that you want to draw up your power to clear a space in which you can be okay. But that does mean that you have to give up any false equations that you might be carrying. Now, you are in this pandemic now, which is a very large and weighty place to have to learn this lesson. But if you listen to the sound of the false equation, we know you have heard these. I will be okay when I am more beautiful. I will be okay when I have more money. I will be okay when I am in a loving relationship. I will be okay when I have a better job. You see, all of those are equations that the universe has not okayed at all. They are not balanced equations, because in each of those equations, the power is not with you. It is with something outside of you. Now, when that is the case, it is time to really engage in this lesson. And we are going to break it down for you into digestible pieces, we hope. So what is around you now is fear, is anxiety, is loss, is longing, and is a completely upside-down set of energies that you are coping with. None of those being pleasant things, we know. But the mistake here would be to say, I will be okay when all of that is corrected. Because okay is between you and the universe. So how do we make this okay space? Well, the first thing we do is leave our phone in another room or any other electronic device that connects you to the peril that is acting out all around you. Refuse to go on what you call social media. Sometimes we have another name for it from our vantage point. But for you, that is what we want you to think about. What you are doing is you are moving the fear out of a space. And you are doing another very important thing. You are clearing the attraction to the fear. And once again, it is not that we love fear, but it has a certain power. If you go on... what is it you call? Oh, yes, Facebook. Then you can talk to someone about how terrible everything is. And so you are being drawn into it. your own energy is being eaten up by an energy that is not good for your okayness. So we want you to choose your own time, whatever that time may be, and then begin to clear all of the fear, all of the information, all of the chatter about what is going on. Clear all the pictures away from your head. You look at a picture of a garden. Look, make sure that visually you are not drawing in the news. Now, certainly you cannot do this every moment, but if you could pick a time, whether it is, we are going to say this as an example, perhaps an hour. And in that hour, you do not allow anything of what is going on around you into your thoughts or your field or your emotional body. It is all there. We know it is there. But you want to make a clear space for yourself. And that may be a time when you do not take a phone call, when you perhaps do not respond to many of the things that are going on around you, but allow yourself to breathe into the clear space, the space where you are okay. When you do that, then you can safely open the crown and open the centers and let the universe fill them. You see, when you are not in this space, it is not always a good idea to open everything because you have to look at what is actually flowing into those spaces. So we would like you to take some time and practice this during your week, hopefully more than once, because even though we like to think it is our brains that are processing all of this information, it is not only our brains that are trying to process this information. It is our emotional bodies. It is the way it is. It even has an impact physically. With too much of this, the immune system becomes weakened, and we are sure you can see the value now of a strong immune system. So this place of okay and alignment with what actually is okay is a thing that we want to begin to practice. And if it can only be for a few moments, a few minutes, that is fine, but it is better because you are building a field where you can return to it. And in returning to it, much of the stress and confusion that you are feeling will fall away from you. So we're going to take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel that the universe has sent the blue of peace all around you. Breathe in that peace. Exhale fear. And as you breathe in peace, feel the energy surround you and move past your body to make a cocoon of safety in which there is only you and only peace. Continue to exhale anything you do not wish to hold in your field. And feel that you are in a kind of containment that the universe has made for you, away from the world, away from all that might be happening around you. And you are safe here. And feel your body letting go of anything it might have held to defend you or to tighten against the world around you. Feel it all go away. And feel that you can be strong and soft and peaceful and protected. Bring your attention into your heart center and see the flame of your spirit, burning but not hurting, simply illuminating your heart, your path, all that you are, all that you need, and you are in this safe space in your own heart. With the universe in you and around you. And feel a piece of the flame move down into your solar plexus and begin to clear the emotions that might have gathered. And now the solar plexus is free to feel joy and contentment and happiness. And feel another tongue of the flame move to your second center and become bright and strong and move the judgment and the shame out of your body, making a space for natural purification, the way to feel any and everything, and then to let it be washed away. And feel a flame move down into your root, to illuminate the root. And know that the root is like a field being prepared for the time coming soon when you will build your life in a way that is unique to you, but is strong and satisfying, joyful and abundant. Feel a flame moving up into your throat. And let that flame move out any negative communication, any negative thing that you might have spoken to yourself or to anyone else. And feel the flame move up into your third eye. And know that the flame can clear any limitation that the third eye might have believed. Take away the limitation so that the third eye can know all that you are empowered to know. Intuit all that you need to intuit to guide your life, to make it safe. Feel the tongue of that flame come up and into your crown. And let the crown open because it is safe in this place to open that crown. And feel the universe pouring its golden light. And let the crown open more widely to receive that light, filling your thoughts. Your focus. Flowing down through your throat so that what you communicate is truly you, truly loving. Feel that light flow down your back to take away your burden, across your shoulders to heal them and make them strong. Feel the light flow through your trunk to heal you, down through your arms and hands, so that what you do is in this energy of complete reverence and respect for who you really are. Feel the light flow down through your legs and into your feet. And there you are, golden, as you were made to be. Let that field move past your body so that this is what you carry with you in the week to come, knowing that it is your right to be in this energy, no matter what may happen in the thoughts and the emotions, whatever that might be, this is who you are. Remember. Move your attention into your heart center. And see how beautiful your garden has become. And see that there is a clear silver pond in your heart. And your beauty is reflected in that pond. And reach into the pond. And feel that your gift has come into your hands. Raise your hands up and out of the water and see your gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.